The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Buckingham Palace has denied that Britain's Prince Harry will stay at the palace. This is as he visits London next week. The Duke of Sussex is due in the UK for an event marking 1 year until the next Invictus Games in Birmingham. We're also waiting for the summary judgment in Harry's case against the Daily Mail. So what's going on? Well, royal commentator Josh Rahm joins me now. So Josh, he's definitely not staying at Buckingham Palace. Is that definite at this stage?
Yep, that is 100% definite at this stage. Buckingham Palace have said that he let them know too late. He accepted the invitation too late. And as such, they have withdrawn the invitation for him to stay at a royal residence. And they also cite the summary judgment that is expected in his case against Associated Newspapers. And that's alongside other celebrities like Liz Hurley, Elton John, David Furnish and Sadie Frost.
And that verdict is expected this morning in the coming hours. Is that right?
Yes, we're actually expecting it at 2 p.m. UK time. Later on, whatever happens, it's going to be contentious. But a lot of royal commentators think that the measures that by Buckingham Palace citing that case, it's actually a little bit punitive because they have reportedly said that this is due to constitutional repercussions related to the king. However, this case against the Mail, he's not, unlike his High Court case against Ravet for security, this is only a civil case. So it doesn't have any obvious constitutional repercussions. So that's why a lot of royal commentators have said, well, this is actually a little bit punitive and it's simply about controlling the narrative, which from an institution which has always prided itself on the never complain, never explain mantra, it's not necessarily the good look.
They don't trust him, Josh. That would seem to be at the bottom of this. Would you agree?
Yes, I would 100% agree with that. We also know that as well as his overheads relating to his own security in the States, we know that Prince Harry and Meghan's commercial standing in Hollywood hasn't exactly gone to plan. We know the Spotify deal, of course, is now non-existent. Execs from the company called them grifters. We know the Netflix deal has been downgraded to a first look deal as well. So Meghan's brand, as ever, has not exactly taken off in the way in which she might have wanted. So I think Harry and Meghan have always been keen to kind of renew links to the institution, because those links become their currency when it comes to relevancy and their standing in Hollywood.
So what about the family then meeting? So we had expected at one point that Meghan and the children would visit either with him or arrive a few days later. Any certainty around that?
Well, there's no certainty, but it is still possible that they might arrive later. What we do know is that they're just not going to stay in London. They're not going to accompany Harry for this London part of the trip. And saying that, you know, it is still possible that they might meet the king. From what I've seen by speaking to sources, is that the king doesn't necessarily have a long time left on the planet due to his cancer diagnosis. He's keen to get those moments in. He's keen, as reportedly, for a reconciliation with Harry on a personal note. And Harry has said publicly that he's keen for a reconciliation with his family too in previous interviews as well. So they may meet up. It is still possible that after this trip happens, there might be a meeting where there was announced that they met up in Windsor, because that is technically outside of London. I could imagine that happening, but there is no certainty of that happening actually at this given time. There's no guarantees that that will happen.
So the problems caused by the lack of trust then, Josh, between the two sides, the Sussex side and the Windsor side, are compounded by the fact that they're clearly not communicating. I mean, that was evidenced by this communication or lack of around the stay in Buckingham Palace. They're not talking, are they?
Yeah, well, what I've spoken to sources who have said that the King and Prince Harry do actually now communicate via phone call. does seem to be that there has been yet another breakdown in the communications teams of the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and the palace, which has led to this kind of briefing war. And actually, it's a shame here, because this kind of almost feeds into the hands of what Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have always complained about, especially in their previous Netflix documentary, Harry and Meghan, because they've also claimed about this establishment and the suits and the control, whereas actually, it seems to be that, from what I'm hearing, that the families on a personal level, excluding Prince William here, because that's a completely different conversation, but the families do want some sort of personal reconciliation and they do want a meeting. But it seems to be that the establishment in its own way is putting up barriers in place, whether that is the palace and the suits and the palace and the communications team, or whether that's RAVEC, the Royal and VIP Executive Committee, that has once again rejected any offer of security whilst Prince Harry and his family are in the United Kingdom.
Now, you carefully, I noticed, mentioned that Prince William is excluded from this. There is no chance, is there? And there's no indication that the brothers will meet this week.
Not just no indication. From what I'm hearing from my own sources, is that whilst the king is keen to spend time with Harry and Meghan and to meet his grandchildren, the first time he would have seen them since 2022, since the Platinum Jubilee celebrations, there is no sort of reconciliation, not just expected. That's not on the cards for Prince William and Princess Catherine. I think, from what the sources have said to me, they are still too hurt. They take a more dim view, a more hardline view on it. Prince William, of course, he's going to be king for far longer than King Charles. He is very much, I think he's got a view where he's more aware of the long-term damage to the institution that Harry and Meghan have done through their actions, specifically Prince Harry with his book, with his spare, with his memoirs. And I think spare was, I believe, the final straw for Prince William.
Josh, thank you very much for joining us. Josh Rahm there, who is a royal commentator.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.